The following is a paid program. The claims and opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and not necessarily the views or opinions of WUPS-FM, its staff, or its advertisers. Let's start a riot!
To the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, Attorney Todd L. Levitt. And if you're just tuning in for the first time,
what took you so long?
Seriously, we say this every Sunday morning.
Yes, we do.
Every Sunday morning, because every week people come up to us and say, oh my gosh, I finally listened to you on the 98.5 UPS.
Right.
And I always want to say, what took you so long?
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I've been saying.
So hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, this is actually a law show.
Yes, it is.
And we do talk law.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes. A Sunday morning.
Yes, it's a beautiful morning.
Huge shout out to all the folks on the way to church. We say it every week. More people who are on their way to church listen to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show featuring Nikki Morissette and Todd Rockblock right here on 98.5 than any other radio show on the airwaves.
There we go. We're getting to be really famous.
No. Folks, we are now on We are now broadcasting on two podcast platforms. SoundCloud. So if you go to the App Store, it's free. Some people are saying they have to pay for it. I thought it was free. SoundCloud. You can download the app on SoundCloud and search for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. This show will be on there later today. We have about a dozen other shows from past. Great, great platform. And Podbean. Podbean. We're on Podbean.
Yeah, I never heard of that one until you told me about it.
In about 2 to 3 weeks, iTunes is picking it up.
That is great.
iTunes is going to be for free picking up the show.
Right.
That's huge.
That's huge.
That's huge for UPS.
It sure is.
Big shout out to Cherie, Norm, Mike, everybody who owns the station, our bosses.
Yeah. But big shout out. Thank you, guys.
What a huge show we have. We have a pile of law stories to get to.
You sure do.
Josh from our favorite smoke shop, Sour Apple, is coming on the show shortly.
Yes, he is.
He's got some updates. And before the show, what did you say to me?
I told you that I finally got Netflix, and I could not, for the life of me, make it into Trailer Park Boys more than 10 minutes because I felt every last brain cell getting sucked out of my head.
That's the purpose of the show.
I could not handle it anymore. I had to shut
Nikki,
it off.
Nikki, I'm proud that you have Netflix.
Okay.
Because you still use a dial phone at your house.
I don't even have a house phone. I have a cell phone.
Use pigeons. Look.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about Trailer Park Boys. I love Trailer Park Boys. Bubbles, Julian, Ricky. You have to let a show develop. You have to let the characters, you have to get to know their shtick. You can't just watch something for 10 minutes and then decide I don't like it. You have to let it develop. You did not let Trailer Park Boys develop.
But I'm sorry. I would rather watch Sharknado than turn that back on.
Okay, that tells me a lot about you. If anybody out there is interested in dating Nikki, she won't buy her the Sharknado 1 and 2. Nikki.
Oh, gosh. Hello.
I have an update.
Okay.
We've been talking about expungement for the last 2 weeks. How to expunge a criminal record.
Okay, yes.
And I have to correct myself.
All right.
I have given out information, but the law has been amended more than once. So I am now going to give out what I believe to be is the correct information as it pertains to expunging a criminal conviction off a record.
Okay.
If it's been more than 5 years, there's a 5-year time period.
Right.
You have to be all done with everything. You went through the court system. You're no longer on probation. It's been 5 years.
Okay.
If you have a felony and no more than 2 misdemeanors on your record, okay, you follow me?
Yes, I do.
So you have a felony and 2 misdemeanors, no more than 2 misdemeanors. You can go back to a court and request that the court remove the felony.
Oh, wow. Okay.
From your record.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
That's better news.
The misdemeanors. Now, here's the deal with the misdemeanors. If... aside from the felony and the 2 misdemeanors, you had another misdemeanor and you used one of the Michigan deferral statutes like 7411 or HIDTA. For purposes of expunging a record, that's considered a conviction. So you, now you have three misdemeanors and a felony, and you're prohibited from removing anything. Okay?
Okay.
So a felony, two misdemeanors, you can go back and ask the judge who sits in that seat, in that courthouse where your case was at.
Right.
To remove the case, to remove it from the public record.
There you go.
So that's an update.
Yes.
I don't want to give out misinformation.
Right.
I want to give out the right information because we're a law show.
That's true.
What a huge show.
Yes.
All right. So I wake up today. Kay. It's Sunday. Yeah. I wake up. And obviously, I don't know about you. Some people fall asleep on their backs. They fall asleep on their stomach, on the side. You move around all night and you have no idea. I sleep in a sleeping bag on a mattress.
That's right.
So I can't really move. So I'm on my back. I can't go anywhere.
Right.
I'm afraid if I, because folks, if you're just tuning in, I love camping so much and I love my sleeping bag that I actually set up a tent in my bedroom and I put the sleeping bag on my mattress and I sleep in my goose down sleeping bag. It's wonderful. Why wait till the summer to camp?
Okay.
Look, people know I'm right about this. So I wake up this morning and I'm on my back at this point and I'm looking straight up at the wall. I mean, right above me.
Okay.
What do you think was up there?
You had spiders, didn't you?
I had one spider. And that spider, literally, I'm not making this up, was directly above my head. And I had to, you know, wake up and take a look at it, and it was big.
All right.
It was bigger than a nickel, and it was black.
Oh, wow. That
it was
is a
black.
Big one.
Yeah, okay. It probably came up from the vents.
Right.
It had been hibernating all winter, and it finally made its way up. Charlotte's Web is about to happen at my house. I'm not kidding. It was straight up, straight up. And I'm in my sleeping bag thinking, okay, is this thing going to fall on me? What do I do with it?
All right.
What would you have done?
I'd catch it and flush it.
I don't do that to spiders. I let spiders live.
I let the daddy long legs live.
Why would you kill a spider? Spiders, you know, all these insects have a purpose, except mosquitoes. I don't know what a mosquito's for. I have no idea. But the spider, I had to let it live because... Okay. It lived that long and was that big. I had to respect the spider. So I went and got a piece of Kleenex and I kind of used something, a little cup to push it into the cup.
Okay.
Covered it, the Kleenex on top of the cup and took it outside and let it go.
All right.
I saved a spider.
Okay.
I don't only save, I save squirrels, rabbits, and spiders.
And turtles.
No, and turtles. It was a little freaky looking up though at a spider.
Yeah, it would be.
Kind of freaked me out.
Especially if it was bigger than a nickel.
I have a complaint.
All right.
I have a complaint. We're a law show.
Is it a grocery store again?
It's not a grocery store.
All right.
Do you agree with me? Have you, at the end of, you know, the Final Four, the Super Bowl, or some big tournament that you're watching on TV, that when the confetti flies, why you can't see a thing?
No, you can't.
Why? Why? Even if you're in the stadium. I went to a Super Bowl back when it was in Miami when Denver played. Was it Denver versus Atlanta? When it was in Miami, I don't think, 10 or more years ago.
Okay.
John Elway was in that game. And at the end, confetti was flying everywhere. You can't see anything. And when you're watching on TV, it's worse. Why do people always do that?
I have no idea why they do that, to tell you the truth.
Because right
after, thought about it.
Right after the victory, I want to see the players on the court or the field. I want to see the reaction. And you can't see. The cameras can't see anything.
No. And I wouldn't want to be the one cleaning up that mess either.
Forget the mess.
But no, you can't
as a
see
viewer,
any of the players.
A confetti is just useless.
It is.
Why do they use confetti?
I have no idea.
I'm done with confetti. I got a story for you.
Okay.
I got a bunch of law stories.
You do
I have a Led Zeppelin. Here. I have a Led Zeppelin story. But first, I have a casino story, a concert story.
Okay.
I'm at the Soaring Eagle Casino with one of my best friends, Frank Bailey.
All right.
Stephanie Peters.
Okay.
We're at the casino. Styx was playing. When was that? Last weekend.
All right.
With John Cougar Mellencamp was just there.
Yes.
Great concert. I don't have tickets to get into Styx. Stephanie and Frank have tickets.
Okay.
I was just hanging out pre-concert. But I'd like to go see Styx. It was sold out. So eventually at 8 o'clock, I walk with Stephanie and Frank, and they go into the place where the concert's going to take place, the concert venue there at the casino.
Right.
You've been there.
Yes, I have.
And I'm like, gosh, I got to get in and see. I want to see Styx.
Okay.
And eventually, Kelly Chamberlain and Kevin Chamberlain, a couple friends of mine, good friends, great guys, they rounded up a ticket later on. But let me tell you a story. I go to the ticket counter. I walk up to the ticket counter and I say to the lady, "You're sold out, aren't you?" Because of course they are.
Well, yeah.
But I never take no for an answer. I'm a lawyer. Plus, I'm aggressive. I just cannot concede that they can't get me in standing room only.
All right.
Fire marshal, there's only so many people that are going to let in.
Right.
This nice guy named Bill from Saginaw, I never caught his last name. He looks at me and says, "Hey, you need a ticket?" I said, "Yeah, I do need a ticket." He says, "I have an extra ticket." At this point, I'm excited. He goes, "They're great seats." I go, "Where are they?" He goes, C1A or something like that.
Okay.
He gives me the ticket, and I enter the concert venue. You ready for this? The seat he gave me was front row, center front row, the first seat right on the stage.
Are you kidding
me? This guy, great guy, Bill from Saginaw, whoever you are. And Frank knew him. My buddy Frank Bailey knew who he was. Great guy, this guy, Bill.
That was really nice.
Kudos, the front row seat.
Wow.
I couldn't stay.
Why couldn't you stay?
I couldn't sit there. I had to go to the back of the venue because 4 years ago when I saw Avenged Sevenfold at the casino,
yeah,
I had front row right in front of the speakers, and I can't take the ringing. I mean, my ears do not ring anymore, but they did for about 2 years.
Wow, is that loud up there?
No, I just can't be at concerts without earplugs. I didn't think I was going to a concert,
right,
let alone get the first seat at the front row. My buddy George Tolis, Pete and George Tolis have front row tickets. They were right next to me. It was great concert, so I had to go stand in the back. I saw the concert.
Well, at least you got to see the concert.
Right, but
it's
a
shame that you missed out on that good of a seat.
No, it's the seat.
I mean, that's the best seat in the house.
How nice was this guy and his friends?
Super nice.
Whoever you are, dude, you rock. You rock nonstop till 12 o'clock. Todd's Rock Block right here, 98.5 UPS. How about a quick Led Zeppelin story before we go to break?
All right.
A federal judge in Los Angeles. You know where L.A. is, Nikki?
Yes, I do. It's in California.
Good job, Nikki. Led Zeppelin is being sued because another band, the estate of this band, felt that they stole or used part of the song to produce Stairway to Heaven. Stairway to Heaven is my favorite slow dance song.
Well, yeah, it's the ultimate song.
No, it's the ultimate slow dance. Slow it down. So the judge, this federal judge, said that there was enough substantial similarity between the first 2 minutes of Stairway and the song Taurus by the band Spirit performed to allow a trial. So there must have been a group named Spirit,
okay,
the Spirit Band, and Taurus. Am I saying that? Taurus?
Yeah, that's Taurus.
So the suit was filed by the trustee for the late Spirit guitarist Randy Wolf, who composed the song. And the trustee alleged that Led Zeppelin members heard the tune in 1968, and in 1969, when the bands appeared at the same venue, the Stairway to Heaven was remastered and re-released. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's unbelievable. See, that's a long time thereafter.
Yeah, it is.
But, I don't know. I've got a Walking Dead story also when we come back from break.
Okay.
So, hey, when we come back from break, I got some huge shout-outs. I was also at the casino with a couple good friends, Ron and Michelle Hazen. Do you know the Hazens from Houghton Lake?
No, I do not.
Big show. Let me just give them a shout out right now before a break. Ron and Michelle, I was hanging out with them at the casino. The Hazens, awesome people. Houghton Lake, good friends of mine, good friends of the show. Love those folks. Can't wait to barbecue and fish with the Hazens. So we'll be right back. Let's start a riot. Riot, let's start a riot. Let's start a riot. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, we come to you each and every Sunday morning right here, 98.5 WUPS. And if you don't have the UPS app, Nikki, what can they do?
They can go and download it.
At the App Store.
At the App Store. From whether it's Android or Apple, you can download it right free from the App Store.
And then you'll have your little UPS icon on your smartphone. And
correct.
You just tap it and on comes the music.
Yes.
Or the show.
Yes.
And folks, we're now podcasting the Todd L. Levitt Law Show with my co-host Nikki Morissette. And you can find us on SoundCloud. So you can also download the SoundCloud app and just type in the show. We're also on Podbean, P-O-D-Bean. They're the same shows on both.
Right,
but,
yes.
And soon on iTunes.
That's
2 weeks.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting.
Pretty exciting.
Very exciting.
During the break, we released confetti. I could not see you anywhere.
I disappeared for a short
time. I cannot stand confetti after, you know, events. After celebrations, what's the point?
I know. It's just...
Am I the only one that thinks that?
No, I don't even like those New Year's Eve little poppers that have the confetti. I don't even like those.
I don't get that. Have you ever been at midnight on New Year's Eve and someone wanted to kiss you and it's like, no, this isn't happening?
Actually, yes.
Like, depending upon where you are at,
it's
random
like
people.
In my personal space.
Like, what, is this the only time during the year people think they have a free-for-all just to turn and kiss anyone they want?
I know. I know. It's not a free-for-all.
I'm just saying. I am just saying, Nikki. How about a Walking Dead story? By the way, Josh from one of our great sponsors, Sour Apple, is going to be coming on the show to promote.
420.
420 is coming up.
Yes,
we're going to talk about 420. The creator of The Walking Dead. I love The Walking Dead.
Yes. I actually watch it, too.
Love The Walking Dead. And Game of Thrones comes on next week.
I just finished season 3 of that.
Well, I won't tell you what happens.
I have season 1, 2, and 3. Now I'm waiting for season 4 to come in the mail.
How about
I gotta
that?
Watch that.
Oh,
again.
Game of Thrones. I love Game of Thrones. Josh is going to shake his head. Do you like Game of Thrones, Josh? Game of Thrones is unbelievable. Walking Dead is one of my all-time favorites, too. By the way, that's Riot. What a great.
I know.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I love that song.
I love that song. I'm just so stoked right now. The creator of The Walking Dead is suing a restaurant entrepreneur over trademark applications. So the creator of The Walking Dead, you know, it was a comic book before it was a series on TV.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It was a famous comic. It was a famous, very popular comic book series. And the creator of that has sued a group of individuals who filed trademark applications indicating they planned on opening a New Jersey-themed restaurant using the name Walking Dead. I mean, come on, are you serious? Who in their right mind would apply for a trademark with the name The Walking Dead thinking you're going to get away with that? Whoever the lawyer was, I'd like to talk to that person. So lawyers for Robert Kirkman, that's who created The Walking Dead, filed a brief in support of asking the court to dismiss the case and order the individuals, not that they can't have the trademark rights. It's the Kirkman owns the trademark rights to The Walking Dead.
Right.
Like, you can't open up a theme park on The Walking Dead without the creator's permission and consent.
No, you can't.
That's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. I don't like that at all. Want another story?
Yes.
World Law Show.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Or are you just saying that?
No, I want another story.
Okay. I always inform the listening audience that you cannot evict your children from, you can't kick someone out of the house.
Right. I remember you telling us that.
Nikki, Josh, who's in studio right now from Sour Apple.
Yes.
If he says, Nikki, can I come crash at your house tonight? You're going to say,
yes.
Because he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he wants to sleep on the couch.
Right.
Okay. So he comes over to your house.
Okay.
And he's at your house and he decides, and you let him stay for a week.
All right.
In fact, you're so nice and you guys get along so well that you let him stay for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Let's just say 2 weeks.
Okay.
Now you've had it with Josh. You want them out.
Right.
Because you got your mother coming over, you got your grandkids, you got your children. You want Josh out of the house.
Okay.
You call the police to come get him. What do you think the police are going to say?
They're going to ask him to leave.
They might ask him to leave, or they're going to tell you that he has every right to stay at your house. He is now a tenant.
After 2 weeks, he's considered a tenant in my house?
If he has belongings over there, not even belongings, if he just stays on the couch for 2 weeks and let's say he leaves and goes to work and comes back and he sleeps there, you're going to have to go through the eviction process in court to kick him out of there. He does not have to leave.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding you.
Well, nobody's staying at my house anymore.
I wouldn't let anybody stay at your house. Here's another thing. Like your children. You have an 18-year-old young adult, daughter, son.
Okay.
And you always hear, oh, I got kicked out of my house.
Right.
Guess what? You cannot kick your kids out of your house. You have to evict them. That's a true story.
I still found that one hard to believe, actually.
So there's a couple in Idaho. Idaho? Idaho.
Idaho.
You call me a hoe? There's a couple in Idaho who have this beautiful house, and they moved out of the house to build another house. Wealthy couple.
Okay.
In the meantime, they're getting ready to fix the first house up and put it up for sale. Meanwhile, some scam artist put an ad in the paper and rented the house to some strange lady who moved in, thinking she had a right to move in.
Okay.
She's a squatter. She had no right to be there.
Right.
Whoever rented the house to the squatter broke the lock, which I think is a crime in itself. This guy should be charged with home invasion.
Yeah.
Amongst other crimes. But this couple was told by the court in Idaho that they had to go through eviction process. They could not kick her out of the house.
Wow.
As a squatter.
Something's wrong there.
What do you think about that?
Something's wrong
That's
there.
Crazy. It is. That's
no,
crazy.
I don't agree with that at all.
I do. I agree with the couple, not the judge.
No, yeah, definitely. The couple. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of 420, I've been getting a lot of cases where people are getting stopped in motor vehicles and they have edibles on them.
Really?
They're being arrested for delivery and manufacture of controlled substance.
Oh.
They're purchasing it from dispensaries and they can't. It's not legal.
Right.
So maybe I have to look into this. There's communities around the state that have decriminalized marijuana in their communities.
Okay.
So let me give you a hypothetical. So you go to the dispensary and you purchase something. You leave that town and you're in a different county. Did you hear what I just said? You left that town.
Yes, I did.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. I have a party song from the 80s. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Before I get to more law and okay. Bring Josh on. I don't know. It's 420s coming up. Kind of puts me in the mood when from the 80s. Nikki. This is just make you... Come on, who is it? Nikki.
I have no idea.
Listen to it. Think 80s, party, college, big hair.
I listened to Prince back in the 80s.
The Smiths. Morrissey. Come on. You don't know who Morrissey is in The Smiths?
No.
Okay. Josh, do you? Josh has no idea who it is. No idea who it is.
Now I don't feel so bad.
Right here on Todd's Rock Block, nobody has any idea what kind of music we play in this radio station other than Riot by 3 Days Grace.
Yes.
The Masters Golf Tournament. I don't golf. Do you golf?
No, I do not.
The Masters Golf Tournament was on last weekend, and I always watch the back nine. Again, I don't golf, but I like to watch the end of this tournament because one of my fraternity brothers is a professional caddy for David Toms. He's been on a tour for 30 years, my fraternity brother.
Okay.
So I could tune in and see if I can see him.
Right.
Why is it the announcers, and I'm not the first person to say this, why is it they whisper when they're talking about golf?
Well, they don't want to disturb, apparently, the golfers. You're disturb always told
who?
To be quiet who's
they're
ever
in a,
golfing.
They're in a booth to a TV audience.
But maybe the people down there watching can hear them too.
Nikki, no.
I'm just guessing.
How about we whisper the show like a golf tournament? And coming up on the show in just a little bit is Josh from Sour Apple. That's right. Josh from Sour Apple has sat down in a chair and he's looking good. And Nikki's over there with some sunglasses on her head. Nikki, how do you feel today?
I feel great today. And you have sunglasses on your head also.
I do because... Remember the Corey Hart from Canada? I wear my sunglasses at night.
But it's morning.
Hey,
it's a beautiful morning.
I have an idea.
All right.
What if I slow Todd down and talk? Do you want to hear what I sound like when I'm not me? You ready?
All right.
Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I am attorney Todd Levitt. You are listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. With my co-host, I sound like the people on PBS, with my co-host, Nikki Morissette. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Todd.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. This is really painful. I don't operate.
It's painful to listen to.
I do not operate at this speed.
Please speed up. When
you hear me on the radio, folks, or you meet me in person, I'm the same way. I am not this speed. This is very painful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's a lot of people out there who unfortunately have to medicate themselves with alcohol to get to where I'm at every day. I'm just like that. That's why I don't drink. If I drink, it slows me down like this.
Really?
Yes, folks. I think I'm going to do the rest of the show like this and lose all our listeners. See, I can't even talk like that. That is painful for me. I can't do it. Why do you think I had
to? I can't listen to it.
I was kicked out of every class from elementary, nursery school. I got kicked out of nursery school. Who gets kicked out of nursery school? They told me to take a nap. Are you kidding me? I'm 3 years old saying take a nap. I'm not freaking taking a nap. Let these other three-year-old take nap. This three-year-old does not take naps. I never nap. Do you nap?
No, I do not nap.
I don't nap. I can't.
I want to wake up knowing what day it is.
I'm just upset that my nursery school kicked me out of nursery school because I wouldn't nap and I kept all the other kids up.
Okay.
I mean, I was happy to be up. I'm 3 years old. I've only been alive for 3 years. Why go to sleep? I was just happy to be up. I wanted to play.
I know.
I wanted to play.
You're always on the go.
I wanted to just run over the other nappers, my little three-year-olds. Hey, when we come back from break right here on 98.5 UPS, the Title 11 Law Show, we're going to be joined by one of our sponsors, and Josh from Sour Apple, who's going to talk about 420 and some of the great products they have at Sour Apple right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We'll be right back.
Let's start a riot. Riot, let's start a riot. Let's start a riot. Riot, let's start a riot.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. This is your host, Attorney Todd L. Levitt. Hey, I cannot talk like that. There's no way.
Thank you.
It's so painful.
It's painful to listen to.
Boy, during break, you gave me a really hard time about the napping thing. So what? Just because I'm three and they say take a nap, you don't have to nap.
You know what? To tell you the truth, my daughter never napped at three.
So you understand?
Yeah.
You get it.
Why force a kid to nap if they don't want to? Don't. I wanted her to sleep all night, not sleep during the day.
I had roommates in college and law school who could literally at 1 o'clock in the afternoon lay down and go to sleep. How do they do that? Like literally take a nap.
Like I said before, if I ever took a nap, I don't know what day it is when I wake up.
I wouldn't even keep a binky in my mouth when I was a kid. No, seriously. It was so frustrating. My mother, I would take the binkies and I would stick a rubber band on them and just like shoot them.
Okay.
Don't give me a binky. I'm not a binky baby. I don't nap and I don't like binkies. Hey, big shout out to Dr. Ribich, my dentist.
Okay.
Dr. Ribich, great guy. Former baseball player, just great, great dentist. I went to the dentist last week
All right.
To have some work done. Angie worked on my mouth, and Julie's at the office. Great, great office here in Mount Pleasant. Dr. Ribich, great guy.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Of course.
Nobody cares. Think about it. It's like Facebook. Does anybody really care?
Not really.
I am so happy spring break for high school kids is over with because every one of my fraternity brothers thinks I care about all their beach pictures with their families. I've had enough of these pictures on vacation with people. I wasn't there. It wasn't my trip. I don't want to see them.
Right. I get jealous, especially when I see people posting about all the nice warm because weather they want that, and we're buried in snow.
We used to send postcards to make people say, hey, guess where I'm at? You're not.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, before we bring Josh on from Sour Apple, quick story.
Okay.
Update. The FBI paid, apparently, professional hackers to unlock that iPhone to that San Bernardino terrorist.
Right. I remember that.
They hired professional hackers. Now, how about if the average citizen hires professional hackers? What do you think happens to he or she? But the FBI can go around and do it?
Yeah.
You want to hear another crap story? There's a judge. We have a judge in the state of Michigan, a court of appeals judge, who apparently at Metro Airport, I don't know if he knew it or not, but they found a handgun on one of his bags. I think it may have been his carry-on bag or not.
Oh, wow.
This is a true story. You look it up. Look up judge, Metro Airport gun, okay? So Metro Airport, where I'm from Metro Detroit,
right.
You and I,
yep.
And a lot of listeners, if you get in trouble at the Metro Airport, you go to the Romulus District Court, the 34th District Court. I used to practice out of that court right off of 94.
Okay.
Right there near Middle Belt.
Yes.
Middle Belt, Inkster, Merriman, 94, the airport. So this judge got arrested, rightfully so. Court of Appeals judge, right?
Yeah.
By the way, and the same judge wants to get elected to the Michigan Supreme Court. So the judge gets charged with, a misdemeanor.
All right.
He goes to the he's supposed to appear in the Romulus District Court.
Correct.
34th District Court. Mount Pleasant is 76th District Court.
Okay.
Claire Harrison, 80th District Court. Every court has a number to it.
Right.
Monroe, Michigan, 1st District Court. How do you like that?
Okay.
I'm just saying. 46th Southfield, 47th Farmington Hills.
Right. Event was committed.
So the newspaper, all the media caught wind of this, of course. It's a big deal.
Right. It is.
So they're all waiting for the judge to appear before the district court judge. It's open to the public.
Right.
One of the things about our legal system is it's open to the public unless, and I agree with what I'm about to say, there's a case involving rape, child molestation, and there's a victim or a child in that courtroom, then the court will close the court to the public to protect the innocence of the victim or the child.
Correct.
I agree 100% with that.
Oh, 100%.
10,000%. But this case, any person who carries a gun or tries to carry a gun onto a plane, whether intentionally or unintentionally, maybe you forgot, it's still a crime.
It is a crime.
If you're going to go to court, it's going to be open to the public.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are.
The reporters are waiting to go into the courtroom. All these reporters, free press, everybody.
Right.
What do you think happens? Let me tell you. The judge allows the Court of Appeals judge in the back way into her office without a court reporter, makes a backroom deal, and sends the judge on his way, case over with.
Are you kidding
me? He got
me?
Some probation. He never went on a record. It was never recorded. He never appeared in front of all the cameras. And then the court officer, and I'm just going by what I read. Okay, I'm not saying any of this is factually accurate. But there's many multiple sources where I read this from that it is true. And I spoke to lawyer friends of mine. The court officer comes out and misleads the entire press corps as to what is about to take place or took place.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I believe someone from the Free Press is filing a grievance against the two judges for what they did.
Well, yeah, somebody should file
now,
something.
The district court judge, I'm not naming judges, you folks can look it up. I used to appear in front of her, and she's a great judge. I mean, she's a great judge. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to name her. I'm just not, because you know what? She was always very good to my clients and I. She was very good to me.
Okay.
And I like her a lot. Do I agree with what she did? Absolutely not.
Right.
Because nobody else gets that sort of treatment. Nor should that judge.
No.
And now he wants to be on the Michigan Supreme Court?
Oh, no.
Come on. Not happening. But back. So I like the judge. You can look it up, see who she is. She made a mistake, but she's a great judge.
Okay.
I'm just going to go on record and say that. I really like her a lot because she's fair to my clients when I practiced in Metro Detroit for 12 years.
Right.
She was always friendly. Hey, Todd, how you doing today? How's the practice going? And then she would bring me up to the bench and tell me, look, this is what I'm going to do for your client, blah, 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 blah. So good lady, but that's still not fair. But that it comes full circle back to the FBI paying professional hackers. I mean, if I hire a professional hacker, I mean, I'll get a call from the feds, Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
It's not right.
No, it's not right at all.
It's not right. It makes me want to slow down my DNA and talk slow on the show. Welcome to the Masters of Radio Shows, and we have Nikki sitting in one seat, and we're about to bring on Josh. In fact, why don't we bring on Josh from South? Let me really slow it down. Hello, listeners. This is the new Todd Levitt, and I am going to slow down my personality, and this is really painful, Nikki, very painful. I can't talk like that.
Please.
That
no
really
more.
Hurts, and I don't want to nap anymore. Let's bring Josh on the show from Sour Apple. And again, a big shout out to the Hazens, the Wakelys up in Grayling. I love the Wakelys. My best friends, Todd, Missy, all the Wakelys. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. You've been in studio this entire time. You heard the story about the judge?
I did.
It's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's not fair. How about the spider story? Did you hear that?
I did not.
Now, how about me slow talking? Did you do you think, did that look easy for me?
No, it looked very, very painful.
It was extremely painful. My brain does not move at that speed. So tell us, you're from Sour Apple, one of our great sponsors, and tell us a little bit about Sour Apple.
Well, we're gearing up for our big 420 deal.
What is Sour Apple? First, before you get to that, what kind of shop is it? Where is it located? What do you sell?
It's the best damn smoke shop in town, and we have about everything and anything you can imagine.
Legal tobacco products.
Legal tobacco use products. We have a big selection of rolling papers. We just brought in a new product called the Kind Pen. It's a vaporizer, has a lifetime warranty. We're pretty excited about that. Indestructible water pipes, hand pipes, shirts, purses, about anything you can imagine.
Sour Apple Smoke Shop is located... if you're coming from the north of Mount Pleasant on 127, you get off at the first exit, and it's going to be right, literally when you get off on the left-hand side is the Murphy's, my buddy Matt Murphy, his Honda dealership over there. On the south side is the Secretary of State Plaza, Sour Apple's right in there.
Correct.
Literally right when you come into Mount Pleasant from the north. If you're coming from the south, head north as if you're going out of town. Meyer will be on the right. Sour Apple is going to be on the left. Secretary of State Plaza. You go in there and check out great products at Sour Apple. But 420 is coming up.
It is.
What are you guys doing for 420?
Oh, man. It's going to be huge this year. We have a glass blower coming up from the Detroit area. I have over $1,000 in water pipes that we're going to be giving away.
Can I come and take a nap?
No, there's not going to be floor room.
I don't nap anyhow, so go ahead.
Well, anybody that shows up is going to get something. If you spend a certain amount, you'll get something. We kind of like to keep the deals under wraps, but it's definitely going to be worth stopping in and checking out.
You guys got some beautiful products. You got some, you know, a lot of glass cases with beautiful products, glass blown products, and you have multiple blowers we're a family show. You have multiple blowers that blow glass.
We do. And we try to keep it as local as possible. We love our local glass blowers.
And what else do you carry there? So let's go through it again. So you got the glass pipes, you've got rolling papers, you have soft goods.
Yeah, and we have an extensive line of e-juice if you want to quit smoking.
What is e-juice?
E-juice replaces cigarettes, basically. We have juice for drip tanks, regular tanks. We can raise or lower your nicotine level. We have just any flavor you can imagine. We can make right in-house for you.
Wow, that's outstanding. So, yeah, stick around for the rest of the segment and the next segment. I have a story to tell the listeners right now. And we'll get back to you and Sour Apple in a moment. By the way, we love all our sponsors. Harrison Power Sports up in Harrison, Sean Corridor and Emerson. So it's beautiful weather out. I mean, this weather, Josh, is crazy.
It is.
I think it's here to stay.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope all the spiders in my house exit my house and go outside. All the bugs, I allowed all the little insects to live all winter long in my house, hoping that when the weather warmed up, they would leave. So when I leave the show today, I'm going home. If there's any insects in the house, they're in trouble. I gave them a warning. I'm just saying.
You might have to file an eviction notice.
They hibernate. That's true. You cannot evict your own children. 2 weeks on. Oh, yeah. You stay at Nikki's 2 weeks on the couch. So, hey, how about a quick story about a tax court judge who's indicted on tax evasion charges? I got a lot of judge stories today. So the people are saying, yeah, finally, you know. But a U.S. tax court judge who retired in 2014 has been charged, folks, with tax evasion. Former judge and her husband were charged, and this has happened in Minnesota. They're accused of claiming nearly $1 million in fraudulent deductions. Wow, $1 million. So prosecutors allege that they claimed $500,000 in personal expenses and $450,000 in business costs. Wow. Well, there you go. I mean, come on. A former tax judge? How many people did that tax judge just screw up the you-know-what and send to federal prison or destroy their lives? So just because you're a judge, a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, a CPA, just because you have any sort of title, you know, doesn't mean you're a good person. Titles don't mean anything. People are people. Right, Josh?
Absolutely.
And I don't think Nikki should evict you from her house. You should be allowed to stay on that couch. So when we come back from break, we're going to continue talking slow talk like a golf show on TV with Todd Levitt, me, you, I, and Josh, and Nikki Morissette. We'll be right back on the Todd Levitt Law Show.
Let's start a riot, riot, let's start a riot. Let's start a riot, riot, let's start a riot.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Hey, if you're just tuning in for the first time.
What took you so long?
More Amish and churchgoers on the way to church listen to this show than any other radio show, Nikki.
That's good. You're supposed to listen to this.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So if you're just tuning in, you should always be tuned in to 98.5 UPS.
That you should.
We're podcasting. This show, if you just tuned in and missed the prior three segments, where can you find it?
On SoundCloud and Podbean.
Correct. So you have to go to the App Store and download the SoundCloud app and then type in the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And there's about a dozen or more shows.
There you go.
This show will be up later today.
Yep. Be that easy.
I don't think anyone listens to the show.
Oh, yes, they do.
I want to know if anyone out there listens from Star, I know Steve Hanak does.
Well, of course.
And my best friend Todd Wakely listens from, and Frank Bailey. I know three people that listen from start to finish.
Okay.
And Josh from Sour Apple.
Yes.
Yeah. Chad Malley from Malley Well Drilling.
Yes, of course.
Clark Modular. They all listen.
A lot of people listen.
Big shout out to my buddy Bernsey.
Okay.
Look, folks, get up to Camping World up in Houghton Lake.
Yes.
If you've never had a camper, they've got tens of thousands of supplies, a retail store inside there. Get up, see my buddy Bernsey up there.
Yeah, the sale ends today.
See Greeny, Bernsey.
Yeah.
Sale ends today.
Yep, they had a sale all week, so it ends today.
Yeah, I've
so
heard the commercials.
Perfect time to get up there.
Go see my buddy Tyson.
Okay.
Roy Tyson Rosario. Great folks up there. Tom,
yes,
Melissa,
are.
Love them. Fred. But a Camping World, if you've never been in a camper, start camping.
It's fun.
If you've never slept in a sleeping bag on your mattress all year round, ask me how to do it. I'll tell you how to do it. It feels really great.
Yeah, forget your Egyptian sheets, right?
My sleeping bag is 100,000 times better. I got it from Jace Sporting Goods.
Right,
than
I know.
500 Egyptian cotton sheets. You going to take a nap after the show?
No, I'm not.
You're not a napper.
Nope, not a napper.
No. You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. How about, you know what? I haven't stretched yet today. I usually have one good stretch a day. Have you stretched yet?
Yes, I have.
Did you wake up and stretch?
Well, I have to because then it cracks my back.
You give out way too much information.
And not as much as you sometimes.
Why do we stretch? What is that anyway? What are we stretching? I don't get what
our
body does.
We're stretching our muscles out from sleeping all night.
I don't stretch in the morning. I usually stretch in mid-afternoon. That's when
I stretch in the morning.
No, I'll be sitting in court and I start stretching and like people
from
look
sitting too long, right?
I look like Gumby, like my arms are going one way, my legs are going the other. I don't know. I stretch after noon.
Gumby.
I'm an afternoon stretcher. It's odd.
It is odd.
I don't stretch in the morning.
Okay.
I'm not a morning stretcher.
All right.
I'm
too much information.
Way too much information. Hey, 420's coming up this coming Wednesday. One of our sponsors, Josh from Sour Apples, on the show.
Yes.
Let's bring Josh back on the show. Josh, welcome back to the Todd Levitt Law Show. What a great name, Sour Apple.
It is.
And it's in the Secretary of State Plaza.
It is.
Big shout out to all the workers at the Secretary of State and all the workers around Michigan who listen to the show, all the court officers, all the staff, everybody, all the judges. I think we have closet listeners, people who don't want to admit they listen to the show, but they do. What else are you going to do Sunday morning?
Stretch.
Yeah, what time do you stretch?
I'm a morning stretcher, an afternoon stretcher, and an evening stretcher.
Okay. That's a good point, though. I mean, I don't really think people think about when they stretch. And also, let's give an update on the petition to get, the issue of legalization or decriminalization of marijuana on the November ballot. Where can people get that information?
Am I legal?
Am I legalized?
Am I legalized?
.com.
Yes.
Correct. We got to have Brandon McQueen back on the show. We'll have Brandon give us an update. But, you know, law enforcement, I support law enforcement. Let me just say that first and foremost. And by the way, big shout out to all the Isabella County sheriff deputies out there. You guys do a great job. Keep up the great work. I have a lot of friends that are Isabella County deputies. And congratulations to my friend Mike Main. He's now a sheriff of Isabella County. Leo did a great job. Leo did a great job. And now Mike Main has taken over as sheriff. And nothing but love for our new sheriff of Isabella County. Couldn't have a better guy doing it.
Absolutely.
So I support law enforcement, but on the other hand, they've been relentless at, you know, stopping individuals and arresting people who are cardholders, who possibly may be in violation of the act or may not be in violation of the act. If you are a medical marijuana cardholder or caregiver, the law says that if you're transporting your medicine, it has to be in a container in the trunk of the vehicle.
In a lockbox.
I'm just saying container. It has to be contained.
Correct.
So I would argue that something that is contained is locked while you're driving.
Yes.
I'm just going to say that. So, and here's another thing. If your card is about to expire, do not wait until a week before it expires, because once it expires, it's expired. I get a lot of those calls.
Yeah, if there's any time lapse there, there's going to be a point where you're not legal.
Right. So I would recommend everyone out there, Look up LARA, L-A-R-A, and make sure you know all the policies and procedures of what is required of you to obtain a medical marijuana card and what you're supposed to do once you have a medical marijuana card. And look up the law. It's the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. Just go to my website, centralmichiganlawyer.com, centralmichiganlawyer.com, and go to my blog in the search bar and type that in. I've got numerous articles on marijuana and the laws and whatnot, but just look it up, read the law, become informed, because if you're informed, you have power.
Absolutely.
So that's important. I'm just saying. So everybody, you know, if you follow the law, you got no problems. That's what's important here. There's a lot of people out there who get busted, who are cardholders that, you know, will share their medicine with someone, and then they're charged with, they're charged with a crime. Yeah. Illegal distribution, distribution without enumeration, that's the charge. You distributed it, so you distributed something, and you didn't get any enumeration in return.
Right.
That's the charge what people get. So, but Sour Apple, a great sponsor. We appreciate that. So give a big shout out to the owner over there at Sour Apple 420, located right there in the Secretary of State Plaza. Once again, let's talk about some of the products you carry.
We have the largest selection of hand pipes in town, probably close to 300 water pipes. We just got a new one we're really excited about. It's indestructible, lifetime warranty that we take care of right in the store. We have a really nice selection of lifetime warranted Kind Pen vaporizers, and our grab bags. I don't even want to mention them, but our grab bags are amazing, double the value, available every day.
Yep, I'm a big fan of the Sour Apple. I know the Sour Apple is a big fan of my show here. Obviously, it wouldn't be a sponsor.
Absolutely, we love it.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, if you need legal representation, here's a solicitation for me, or a shameless plug, I should say. 989-772-6000, 989-772-6000. You'll call my office, probably talk to Jackie, great Jackie Star, Dawn, Tyler, Seth. We got a number of outstanding employees who work at the firm, and they all understand two words, customer service, because it's all about the client. But hey, Josh, thanks for being on the show. Of course, you'll be back in a couple weeks with more updates and information of Sour Apple. Have a great 420. Nikki? What a great show.
Always a great show.
I mean, we have some time left. What do you got going on today? What are you going to be doing?
Actually, you're going to be spending time with my grandson, of course.
I thought you were going to say you're going home to take a nap.
No, I told you I don't nap.
I have a short... I don't remember what we talk about.
I know you don't.
How would I remember what we talked about 5 minutes ago?
I know.
It just doesn't happen.
My grandson is walking now, so this is a fun age.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. My next one's going to be here in probably about 6 weeks.
Not yours. Your...
Next grandson. Daughters. Next grandson.
Your daughters.
Yes.
Would you have more kids? Are you interested in having more kids?
Hell no.
I mean, I'm not asking for myself. I mean, you're a great lady. You're a great mom.
Yeah, I love kids, but I don't want to have to raise any more kids. I'm enjoying grandkids.
You're enjoying grandkids?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a great thing to experience in life.
Hey, and by the way, after the show, I am not releasing any more confetti.
All right, please don't.
I am an anti.
It's stuck in my hair.
I'm an anti confetti guy. I am sick and tired of every championship or, you know, event on TV. They release the confetti.
Yes.
I'm done with it.
Petition to get it stopped.
I have a confession.
Okay.
I watched the last American Idol, the whole season and
you
last
actually
show.
Actually, watched American Idol.
I watched American Idol. I confess. There's nothing else on.
I don't know what to say about that.
I've already watched the Trailer Park Boys over and over and over. Love the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, gosh, no, don't go there
Josh,
again.
Josh,
I just saw him. He
you
was
can't,
that a thumbs up from him when it just sucked all my brain cells out
Nikki,
watching that?
You can't watch 5 minutes of a 10-season series and say, I'm not into it. You have to let the characters develop. I'm
okay.
Serious. Think about when you were a kid and you watched, like, Speed Racer or Kimba the White Lion. Didn't you let those cartoons develop?
I watched Kimba.
How about Speed Racer?
Not Speed Racer. It was Ultraman.
Here
and
he
Planet
comes.
Of the Apes.
Here comes Speed Racer. He's the demon on wheels.
Did not watch that. You did.
You better believe it. When I heard that song, Speed Racer, man, I was up and running. I was out the door. Sesame Street.
Okay.
You know, I admit, I watched Sesame Street.
Yes, I think every kid did.
Big Bird didn't eat eggs until I was 12. I thought I was eating Big Bird. That's the true story. But hey, listen. If you're out there, enjoy the Sunday. Enjoy it with someone you care about. Be safe, be happy, be healthy, and you were born to live. That's the bottom line.
Live. It is a beautiful day.
Get out. Enthusiasm is contagious. Be healthy. Reinvent yourself. It's never too soon to reinvent yourself.
No, it's not.
You don't need somebody to tell you to do it. Have a conversation with yourself. That's how I became who I am, whether it's good or bad. I decided when I was 18 to have a conversation with myself.
You didn't answer yourself though, right?
I did. Because look, if you don't make a decision to do something for yourself, it doesn't matter how many people talk to you about it. It has to come from within.
Right.
Our own thoughts or our own, you know, motivation.
Correct.
Get out there and be motivated.
Well, yeah.
Do something. Create something.
Don't just sit.
Don't nap.
No, don't nap.
Don't nap.
You're miss everything.
If I didn't have to sleep, I would not sleep. I love being awake. When I wake up out of my sleeping bag, because I sleep in a sleeping bag, I always tell all the listeners.
Yes.
I mean, I try to get out of that sleeping bag, and I jump out of bed. And I now have that automatic shower starter.
Yes.
I got that going.
Okay.
And I have an automatic barbecue candle lighter. My barbecue candle smells like barbecue. That goes. So I'm waking up.
There we go.
Hey, but look, we like to have fun. We like to make you smile, and we are a law show. We try to bring you information, and I think we did it today.
We did. A lot of information.
Have a great day, Nikki.
You have a great day too, Todd.
Without further ado, I'm not just a litigator.
I'm an advocator.
Take us out.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station. The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Malley Well Drilling in Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, and the Sour Apple Smoke Shop in Mount Pleasant, the best damn smoke shop around.